China curbs overseas travel for AI talent. Researchers at leading Chinese labs now need government approval for any overseas travel, closing the informal channels that once let ideas cross borders quickly. Domestic labs will accelerate fully sovereign training runs to make up the gap. U.S. frontier labs respond by screening candidates more aggressively for recent ties to those same firms. Two parallel talent pools stop sharing benchmarks or techniques inside 18 months. MasterCard details trusted agentic commerce vision. Every agent-driven purchase now requires an auditable chain back to user intent before the payment clears. Banks must rewrite fraud detection around machine-generated sequences instead of individual clicks. Smaller fintech players face a choice to adopt the new trust specs or watch merchants route volume elsewhere once large retailers standardize on the requirements. Early tests will expose whether the added security checks introduce latency that undercuts the speed agents promise at checkout. When DeepSeek makes V4 Pro price cut permanent, DeepSeek's permanent reduction locks output tokens at 87 cents per million and ends the era of temporary discounts. Anthropic must now either match the rate across its public endpoints or shift entirely to enterprise deals that bundle compliance extras. Startups relying on cheap inference migrate first. Higher-priced providers are left competing on safety features that few buyers prioritize when budgets tighten next year. Wait till U.S. Census reports rising business AI adoption. Numbers stuck between 17 and 20% over 6 months show the low-hanging fruit is gone. Growth now concentrates in firms large enough to absorb custom integration work. Vertical software vendors will have to cut per-user AI fees sharply or watch smaller businesses stall out entirely. Without those cuts, the headline adoption rate stays flat through the end of next year. States enact new AI healthcare regulations. Hospitals now face a choice between slowing their AI pilots or building entire oversight teams from scratch. The new rules require every automated denial to carry a human sign-off within 48 hours. That timeline alone will push smaller insurers toward legacy systems they abandoned 2 years ago. Expect prior authorization vendors to embed real-time logging that state auditors can query directly. Mid-sized plans in California and New York will likely freeze new deployments until Q4 2026 while they retrofit compliance layers. Agentic AI breaks traditional security assumptions. Security teams will soon discover that their endpoint agents no longer see the real actor once autonomous workflows take over. Existing controls assume a human clicks through approvals, yet agents chain API calls across Slack, Salesforce, and finance systems in seconds. CIOs must rewrite data access policies around agent identities rather than user roles. The first firms to lose control will be those still relying on MFA prompts that agents can simulate. This forces CrowdStrike to ship agent-specific baselines by early next year. Claude memory syncs across AI platforms. The move quietly hands Anthropic control over continuity data that every competing agent will now need to match. Users can keep one persistent memory across ChatGPT and Gemini without rebuilding context each time. That convenience raises the switching cost for anyone already invested in Claude's profile. OpenAI therefore faces pressure to expose equivalent memory APIs within 6 months or see enterprise teams standardize on Anthropic for multi-model workflows. Smaller startups lose ground fastest without the scale to negotiate similar sync deals. AI voice cloning scams hit families. Families hit hardest will be those who still trust a familiar voice over a simple callback number. Scammers already route calls through VoIP services that strip carrier metadata, making traceback nearly impossible. Expect banks to mandate video verification for transfers above $500 within the next 2 quarters. That change alone will add friction to legitimate family support payments. Telecom providers must deploy voice watermarking on their networks by mid-2026 or absorb rising fraud losses passed through from insurers and banks. Nursing education adopts AI and VR training. State licensing boards now face the real test. Will they accept VR procedure logs as equivalent to bedside hours? If they do, the schools still using mannequins will see enrollment drop by half within 2 years. Hospitals are already signaling preference for graduates who logged 200-plus simulated critical events. That preference turns the adoption question into a survival issue for smaller programs. Baidu pushes Chinese AI independence with ERNIE. The bigger move sits in the chip supply chain, not the model releases. Baidu's domestic silicon push means foreign GPU vendors lose their easiest path into Chinese training clusters. Expect Microsoft and NVIDIA to accelerate joint ventures with local foundries before the next round of restrictions lands. Otherwise, their inference margins in the region collapse. Agentic AI threat modeling gains urgency. Enterprise security teams are already rewriting playbooks around agents that can execute multi-step actions without human review. The first companies to ship dedicated agent threat models will set the procurement checklist for the rest of the sector. Everyone else ends up retrofitting after the first autonomous incident hits a production SLA. Banks shift to AI specialists from traditional roles. The quiet constraint is data access, not headcount. Banks cutting relationship manager roles still need clean, labeled transaction histories to train the new models. That requirement hands disproportionate power to the handful of fintechs already sitting on consented datasets. Larger institutions will have to buy or partner rather than build from scratch.